Blog Talk Radio.
1, 2, 3, 4. Why you big? Toss solid hair do heavy. Long, tall, snaggly, gold tooth. Funk in habit form, leather wearing. Bean pole looking. Black.
Somebody bring me a piece of chicken. No. What chicken say? What chicken say? Yaggity yak. Yaggity yak my ass, but. Give me some more. You're just old and you're fat. You know it too, don't you? You know it. You're just fat and old. Hit me. Yes. Yes. That's right, yes.
You tuned in to the Iceman Show. I am your faithful host, the Iceman, coming to you live from Iceman Broadcasting. You know how we do it. Love is love, life is life. And we're all trying to get down in the game of life. You know how we do every Saturday. We get all the people together, all the chocolate folks together, and we do the Players Circle, the Players Circle podcast. Only one of its kind, ladies and gentlemen. You know how we do it, but we can't do it big until we hear the Iceman original theme. We always have to have the original theme to let you know that we're in the house. Can you dig it? Without further ado. Let a few folks get in the house.
Thank you.
people might not know we're on the air. Let's give it a second. Something is not right here. Cracking. You tune in to the Iceman Show. I'm your host, the Iceman. More bounce to the ounce, and I say what counts. Don't nobody go home to the fat man fucks. What's happening, chocolate people? Welcome to the sixth installment of the Player Circle Podcast, where we talk about dating and relationships and everything in between. I am your host, the Iceman, coming to you live from Iceman Studio Broadcasting. You know how we do. This is the Real Talk Express and nothing short of the truth. Can you dig it? As I said, this is the Iceman Show. Can you dig it? We're doing the triple cast. Everything seems to be, all the equipment is working. So if you want to be on the air live, ladies and gentlemen, call the area code, guest call-in number, area code 646-668-2291. Please do not call from block numbers and state your name. If you don't want to give your real name, hey, you can give us your stuffed animal name. You know, some people, the furry people, they got this group of folks that be dressing up like stuffed animals. Maybe you into that. You could be. Ain't nothing wrong with that. You know, people get freaky like that. A lot of ways people get freaky. You digs. So, ain't knocking nobody. Ain't knocking your get down. You digs. But if you want to be on the air, 646-668-2291, ladies and gentlemen. You tune into the Player Circle. This is a production of the Iceman Show. So we're talking about American men, finance, and romance. And can men and women be friends? And what is the meaning in dating of quid pro quo? Those are the topics that we're talking about today on the Iceman Show. Like I said, if you want to get down on the air and tell us what you think, yay or nay, you know, hey, we're not about trying to make you agree with what I'm talking about. I may not agree with what you're talking about, but let's be civil about it. You dig? The guest calling number is area code 616-668-2291, 646-668-2291. Can you dig it? American men, finance, and romance. Now, no man wants to hear those two words in the same sentence. However, it is what it is, brothers and sisters. And so these are words that must be discussed. Yes, eggs. And you have to be willing to talk about these difficult subjects that sometimes we brothers don't like to breach. Now, I'm an old player from way. Now, you can't see because it was somewhat sunny a minute ago, and the glare from the sun is, you know, kind of, you know, it could be clouding your vision, so should we say. But I'm from a player. Now, you can't see it now, but from way back, in them Himalayas, you digs? And I'm going to tell you that from my generation, a player don't want to hear nothing about no finance when he about to go, you know, try to dip with a honey. Okay, we just don't want to hear those words. But unfortunately, because of the Reagan era, women are out here living crazy. Because Reagan put a lot of money in women's pockets in them 80s. A lot of white women got their knot in their purse from the 80s. And you know how, you know, Caucasian people do way better than us. They pass on assets to their offspring. While we black folks, we pass on dust and debt. We got to stop doing that. You digs? You got niggas sitting up here talking about, man, I'm, you know, look at my car, look at my car clothes and hoes, and ain't got no damn life insurance. Then when people, and when your black ass fuck around, wrap around a goddamn tree or hit a deer, Here, your mama and your aunties and all of them out there scrambling, your uncles scrambling around trying to sell brisket sandwiches to bury your cold ass. You laying in some goddamn freezer and the mortuary is paying big bank to have your frozen ass in there. Nigga in there like a goddamn, nigga just cold in there. In a suit, just cold. Okay? You know we paying, nigga, you know we paying fees for your ass to sit up there like that. You see that, nigga? Huh? No, his eyes be closed. I ain't closing my goddamn eyes. One of y'all might try something. Okay? Nigga laying in there cold, talking about, you know, I'm... Look at my car, look at my clothes, look at my hoes. This is why black men get shit on when it comes to dating. That's why I got to do this. People say, man, how can you do it? Why are you doing two different types of shows now? I said, because there's so many guys out here that's simps. And so many guys out here that's tricks. And they want to do better. It's like being addicted to gambling. Some niggas get addicted to, you know, buying a bitch's time. Shit, I'm addicted to not doing it. Shit, better get on out of here, man. You know, it's okay to upgrade a woman, but she got to be worthy of being upgraded. You just don't go out here and just get any old hag from anywhere. And a lot of cats, they play that game. I ain't playing that game. I'm too old to be failing at dating. You dig? So if I can't get, look, let me tell you something. See, when you get my age, if you look like you about to fail, you just bow out. You just bow out. You don't just sit there and just keep getting, you know. You just getting knocked the fuck out. This ain't Mike Tyson punch out. This shit hurts. For real. It ain't Mike Tyson that's in the ring. It's you. And every time you take them hits, emotionally, your confidence is getting destroyed. And some guys don't come back from that. They would rather spend $100,000 on a robot that talks and will, you know, in them hard-ass robot fingers, hold their dick and the bitch get it wrong every time than to deal with a real live woman. That's where we are. That is where we are today. If you don't believe me, look around. It's some weird shit going on around here. And I don't care where you live, you see some really weird people popping up around America. Motherfuckers that go to conventions and all they in the chat room on YouTube. What they call them? We call them cosplay. Got some old dumbass shit. I mean, just some old ridiculous shit. Hey, everybody, it's YouTube. It's $10 Saturday, man. Come on, let's get it. Let's get it popping. Come on, man. Let's do 100 today. Come on. Come on, guys. Yeah, we're doing the triple cast. We're on Blog Talk Radio. We'll be on Blog Talk Radio on the air for another hour and 10 minutes. So if you want to call in, please call the guest call-in number 646-668-2291. Okay? You're tuned in to the Players Circle podcast where we talk about dating and relationships. Ladies and gentlemen, ladies, you are strongly urged to call in. Be happy to talk to you and see what your thoughts are about dating and relationships, about finance and romance. Unfortunately, with black men, we have a habit of being on some stupid shit because we don't want to acknowledge that we're prey instead of the predators that we think we are. You know, I've heard this from countless Caucasian women, and I'm not trying to break down nobody's ego, but I heard this from many different Caucasian women, and they say, I would rather have lousy sex from a man with a penis like, you know, an inch long like Trump than to, you know, have a big black penis in my bed every night that's making me come every 2 or 3 seconds, and he ain't bringing no, and the rest of the time we arguing because he ain't bringing no money in. He ain't bringing no money in to keep this boat afloat. And then, two, I don't want to just, he just want to do enough to make the boat float. I want to make the float, I want this boat to rise as high as possible. And he ain't trying to do that. And I ain't got time to teach him. Because my daddy knew how to do it. His daddy knew how to do it. And a lot of brothers don't understand that we you know, coming out of that Reagan era, like I was an adult living through, you know, They was on their way to taking people's money. If you didn't build no wealth before the Reagan era, you ain't gonna build. See, a lot of this wealth that's out here today is new money. It depends on what the market cap is. You know, come the closing bell of the New York Stock Exchange, so they can lose. You know, hey, we've seen Facebook lose $30 billion in 2 or 3 weeks. Due to this, what happened with Facebook sitting up here letting white supremacist groups and other terrorist type of groups have at it and with no regulation. And they were trying to, I looked at this 2-part special on Frontline, and they were talking about how they wanted to you know, build something where they thought, you know, I don't know how naive these people were, but they thought they were just building something where people are just going to be talking to each other, and that's it. College students, nobody, they really did. Here's what they said early in Facebook's inception. They said, oh, if we just get the college, you know, 18 to 25-year-old college student, we'll be happy. What they didn't anticipate is that this thing turned into bigger than anything they ever imagined. And this dude became, and once they go public, once they go public and they start accepting, you know, that they're only going to own 49% of the company. I mean, they're only going to own 51% of the company. Zuckerberg, sucker ass. he ended up being, you know, being a billionaire times over. But still, they had a problem. They had problems monetizing it, and they finally found ways to monetize Facebook where it start bringing in revenue. He might have been worth, you know, $100, $200, $300 billion, but trying to convert that to cash, how are you going to convert to cash the new goddamn company? So, you know, it makes you wonder what people are really thinking, and how people are really getting down out here. Because now you can get on all these platforms and spread ridiculous ideologies and try to sway elections. I mean, it's far reaching what social media has turned into, the monster that it's turned into, each one of them. Because you got multiple platforms out here. Some of them are more popular than other across ages and socioeconomic levels. Facebook is multi-generational. YouTube is starting to become that way. Well, you see a lot of older guys, a lot of older people, you know, my age and older, utilizing YouTube, whereas most of us have been utilizing YouTube for 12, 13 years. I've been on Facebook since 2006. I was on Facebook when nobody was on Facebook. Somebody I was breaking up with at the time was like, "Here, have you heard of Facebook?" And I was like, "Facebook? What the fuck is Facebook?" And she was like, "Oh, it's like it's gonna be like it's the new MySpace." So everybody left MySpace and went over to, what do you think happened to the guy, Tom, whatever his name, that was going to UCLA at the time, that created, you know, MySpace? What do you think happened to him? And the stock price of the company that owned MySpace, that guy went from being worth I remember seeing his an interview of his. I think he was at the time, he was a grad student at UCLA, and he said that he was worth like $100-something million then. Shit, I bet he ain't worth that now. Yes, people still do utilize MySpace, but very few people. Very few. It's still up, but it's garbage. It looks like garbage. The interface hasn't changed at all. It looked the same. I've gone back and forth, but a lot of people left. All the quality people left. Just like on Black Planet, you had a gang of people on there in 2000, 2001, 2002, 2003. But after about 2003, it turned to shit. And now that it was sold to Kathy Hughes and her son, they bought it after the Asians got all their money out of it. Now it's just a fat fest. It's a fat fest. And it's just a place for undesirables and deplorable women, mainly fat black and fat white women, to come on there and get attention from bum ass dudes who ain't got nothing else to do. But, you know, they living with some other old tacky ass chick. And so you got two tacky ass niggas living together, and two, you know, broke on. You know, dating, and they sitting up there living on top of each other, arguing, and he probably whooping her ass, and she probably fucking other niggas, and it's just a nigga fest. This is why I do this show. Because you got men out here my age still don't know how to date no women. They still out here doing stupid shit. Mouse cover, right? Oh, it's still up here. Surprise, usually falls with it. But, you know, it's amazing what guys don't know or and won't admit they don't know. And just will just go ahead, just keep doing the doing shit the dumbass way. I had a client, I had a life coaching client this morning. And I was trying to convey to him that, hey, brother, this ain't gonna work. This ain't gonna work if you don't want it to. It's only gonna work as much as you want it to. Okay. All right, man. You're not here to please me. You here to get this is for you. You hired me to help you. Not the other way. You don't have to patronize me. But you need to listen and apply what we're doing. Some cats don't want to do that. You tune into the Iceman Show. It's the Player's Circle Saturday. It's our sixth episode. We're talking about American men, romance, and finance. Among other things, dating and relationships. You can call into the guest call-in number on the Blog Talk Radio side. At area code 646-668-2291, 646-668-2291. You tune in to the Player Circle. You got 59 minutes left. Ladies and gentlemen, stop being scary-assed. Okay, stop being scared. People act like they're scared to call in, man. Hey, you call in, man. He gonna detect I'm a simp. Shit, nigga, that's your fault. I thought you was trying to get gamed up. Yeah, you right. That's what I was gonna say actually, but I didn't want to turn this into an ad for MySpace. But I was gonna say that, you know, MySpace has turned to mainly just being there for people, you know, musicians. Mainly, that's all I've seen on there is bunch of bands and shit. Yeah, that's true. Hey, guys, Red Star, man, come on, man. Where you at, player? Some of y'all ain't donated in a minute. My man, Timmy Diamonds, man, you're delinquent, brother. I need those in. So come on, y'all. Let's get it cracking over here on the YouTube side. Today, you live in the here and now, and today you need to have some finances, brothers. Now I'm gonna say some things that are gonna ouch, they're gonna hurt, but hopefully you are man enough to take this constructive criticism because I'm taking it too. I don't give it out. I give it to myself first. I take it and I give it. I'm the one that giveth and the one that taketh away. Can you dig it? So I have powers. I ain't talking about no black man magic either. Black women. Girl magic. But look at here. Black men, you got to play the dating game. You got to play the long game and the short game at the same time. Now, I'm going to cover this in my book, The Dating Bible, my second book that I'm writing. This is my first book, The Game of Life. My first book, The Game of Life, according to the Iceman, Volume 1. You can get this at Amazon or you can get this at asktheiceman.com. But my second book, I talk about how black men only play the short game when it comes to dating. And any man knows that the short game, you're going to lose sooner or later. You're running a loser's race. And you know what they say about running a loser's race. Why even run in the first place if you know you're going to make sure you lose? That's just common sense. Anyway, when black men play the short game, basically what black men are doing is they're saying, look, the way I see this, I just want to have my economics to a point where it's just I'm going to have my own place. I'm going to have a car. I'm going to try to keep a decent car because most women are, if you got a pretty late model vehicle, and a Galaxy 500 or 82 Cutlass, although I wouldn't mind having an 82 Cutlass right now because I will put some hydraulics on that bitch. You digs. That's how we do it. If you out there in them streets like I am, now dig it. Black man, you are the most desirable sexually, but you are the least desirable for a relationship based on your shoddy and unreliable economics. When I say economics, I'm talking macro. I'm talking about consistently with black men of a certain age. We're always way behind the Caucasian male. And they're not used to that. But they want some of that black schlong. Okay? And some of them don't want to just run up on a brother and say, I would rather just run up on you and get the D. But you're going to think I'm weird if I do that. So, and, you know, because I don't care about, you know, looking like a lady. Okay? It's about getting what I want. Okay? Now, you have that type of Becky. But then you have the ones that will come correct and say, hey, this ain't nothing but a bone session. All you're going to get is some good, you know, some of this good thingy thing right here. I want some of that schlong. I want some of that soul pole. Okay? Soul power. You know, that soul pole. And that's it. That's all it's going to be. And I'm always cool with that. That means that, hey, that I love no strings attached tail. That's the best kind of tail. You digs? But you know, you don't really have that out here today. You got whiny tail. You got runny tail. You got ignorant tail. You got big mouth tail. You got I'd like to do stuff to make you get violent toward me, and I end up calling the popo on you, and you doing 16 to 32 months in prison. Kind of tail. That's what we have out here today. And that's why it's imperative that you get educated right here on the Player Circle podcast every Saturday. Because we just talking about dating and relationships. Yeah, is it to a male slant? Yeah, ladies, it is. But you guys don't support me. So I have to support who support me. A lot of sisters don't like to deal with no brothers on nothing. If you ain't looking at Madame Noir and Ebony and all these old man-hating black shea butter feminist sites, you ain't getting no real game. All you getting is a bunch of hate in a us against them, building your us against them mentality. But what you got to understand is you got about a bunch of black male homos writing that garbage and black lesbians. You are heterosexual, but they write articles that affect you, and they're homosexuals. You better go check the who's writing these independent contractors that be writing these articles. They're not on the payroll. Not since these publications have gone online. They don't need all that staff. They don't need all that staff. And the Ebony got bought by People Magazine's parent company. Yeah. Ebony ain't black no more. Just like Essence ain't black no more. They still had an Essence Fest. They still keep that, the event side of it. They still got that active. I don't think they sold that to them, but the publication part of it is straight up white owned. See who's giving you your information? 9 times out of 10, they're going to be telling black women to vote for Hillary in 2020. You got to see what your third eye, you got to see what your oppressor is giving you. See, black men and women don't want to listen to this kind of talk because they don't want to they don't want to be on the underground railway. They want to be on the underground railroad. They would rather be under Zaddy's ball sack, getting sweat off them ball sacks, off the ball sacks, and up under Mrs. Titties. That make them feel good, because that means you don't have to be responsible for nothing, including yourself or your behavior. So basically, you're just an adult child. And those are some of the mental issues that men have when they say, okay, you want me, okay, I get you. You want me to act like a man ought to act. Okay, with the kind of trash we got out here as women. I said, well, you don't know she trash until you proved that she's trash. And I'm trying to give you methods and skills that you can use so you don't expend you can expend the least amount of physical energy and mental energy. Because I agree with you. 99.9% of the women out here are garbage. The ones who are taken and the ones who ain't. Most of them are garbage. No matter whether you get them from the Northwest or you get them from the Southeast, you get some of these, especially real fat black women, they'll down south, they'll be like, oh, girl, sugar, I can cook now. Yeah, but you look like hell. But everybody in your family is obese. Everybody in your family can cook a mean goddamn smothered chicken, mashed potatoes and dressing and steamed veggies y'all could throw down. But when I'm ready to lay on something, it's got to be worth my while. And I don't want to lay on no fat woman. And I think I have that right to feel that way. I don't want to lay on no big old fat woman. I used to be this song when I was a kid talking about, I don't want to bump no more with no big fat woman. There's a reason for that. Oh, I put it down there. Forgot I put it down there. But finances is part of dating. It's going to be a part of dating, and there's nothing we can do about it. Ain't nothing we can do about it other than adjust. Oh, it's black on again, cuz? Oh, okay. You talking about Ebony? You talking about Ebony or Essence? Because I thought she sold the Johnson Publication Company, which publishes the Jet and Ebony. I thought they sold both of sold Johnson Publication. Yeah, put that in the chat room, cuz. Yeah, cuz my information's old. I stand corrected. I want to make sure I'm correct on that. But well, by and large, we need to be aware of who's giving us our information. And if black women ain't getting they information from Madame Noir and gossip crap, I mean, what is that? That's not somebody that wants to be concerned about the society, black society. Somebody that's going to be able to help us, you know, try to keep what little nothing we do have in play for the next generation. These women can't help us, man. Because now I'm going to talk about how finances affect dating for men the next half hour, but then the next half hour after that, we're going to talk about how finances affect how women date. Because there's been a paradigm shift on both sides. See, before feminism, everybody just, you know, we existed a lot better than we do today. And with finances, a man, if he's been raised right like I was, when you date, you are dating to get to know this person. That's why I keep saying, and I'm going to jump to my third topic of today, which is quid pro quo, which is Latin for I do something for you, you do something for me. Otherwise, nothing is free. It's just like we used to say back in the hood, back when I was growing up. You know, when cats used to be like, hey, man, fix something on my bike. And I'm like, hey, man, you know, how much money you got? Because, you know, we were, you know, because I had a father in the home. My dad had tools. He didn't have that many, but he had some. And, you know, you pretty much could work on your bike without no help from, you know, my dad. So guys would want to come over to the house and use my tools. If I wasn't all that cool with them niggas, because some of them niggas, I didn't too much like them. If I didn't really like your ass, I was like, hey, man, where you live at? Because they might see me on my bike a mile away from the house. They say, hey, man, what you doing over here? I said, oh, man, I know somebody over here. They're like, hey, man, I heard y'all got a half-court basketball thing in y'all backyard. Man, I want to come over there and shoot some hoop. And I'm like, yeah, that's cool. And I'll be like, yeah, fuck you, nigga. You know, I don't want that nigga over my house. Like, I want your bum ass over my house. That nigga might try to rob us. But you realize that we're in a whole nother ballpark, man. And we, and you know, back then, again, as I referenced, we used to be like, hey, ask gas or grass. Ask cash or grass. No one rides for free. I remember years guys used to say that. Oh, man, so I can't come over there and use y'all tools? Ask cash or grass. I'm like, nigga, I don't know you like that. You know, plus if it's some old stank nigga that be running his mouth behind my back, maybe I ain't that cool with that nigga, but he know dudes that I know. I'll be like, man, fuck that nigga. He helping you. Not for free. I grew up in a culture of not simping and tricking on women. That's just something you didn't do. When I was growing up, if a girl don't like you, then what's she doing with you then? Is she just there to pick your pockets? Because that sound like to me that's what she there for. And see, feminism confirms that kind of sociopathic behavior. And I'm going to talk about that in my second book, The Dating Bible. I'm going to get deep into that, but I'm going to get into the clinical side of it. That, you know, it, you know, if I just sit here and just call women stupid and call up women all kind of names, and you just be here giggling, we ain't getting nowhere. Because those kinds of, that kind of foolishness is only feeding the problem. I don't get on here man bat, women bashing. We don't do that on my show. We don't, I don't get on YouTube doing that. I ain't gonna get on here doing that. Or on Blog Talk Radio doing that. I have no reason to bash black women. I just tell the truth. And sometimes it is unflattering for black women, but it is what it is. I'm not sugarcoating nothing. Ain't Nabisco and nobody like that come around here, you know, offering advertising dollars to me or sponsorship dollars to me. So I ain't got nobody to be beholden to. You dig? But black men, we play the short game. We play the loser game. We have collective low self-esteem, and that affects how we date. So we got these predatory women in our own race group, as well as non-black women who are very predatory, and black people are seen as prey, and black men, you're prey too. And so all these other non-black women you think are just, you know, trying to give you play because you just bought a new Bentley. That's the only reason why they're trying to fuck with you. Because if you were pushing a shopping cart, you know, 2 miles away from the nearest grocery store, they wouldn't be interested in your ass. And what if you were still clean looking? So let's cut the shit. Why are they with you? Because if you're a white dude, you could still get a white woman to eat out of a garbage can with you. Ain't that funny how that is? That's what, you know, I live in the Northwest. There's a lot of Caucasian people up here. And I tell guys all the time, I say, hey, man, these women up here, I'm going to tell you, some of them are aesthetically challenged. Let me just leave it at that. They ain't got a chance with the Iceman. Not even on a cold night and thundery night. It still ain't popping. They can do nothing for me. And I do mean that. But women have, because of feminism, they assume they have some type of upper hand. So instead of being appreciative that you are asking them to go out, it used to be about the date. But it was also, the backdrop was about getting to know the woman. What we have today is people just trying to pick people's pockets. On the women's side, and just wasting guys' time, and they ain't planning on dropping them draws or, you know, backing that thing up with no hands or even trying to be your girlfriend because they already taken. Most of these women who are on these dating apps and on these online dating sites, they are already taken. They're just out here playing games, what I call online browsing, which I will cover in full in the Dating Bible. They're just on there browsing. It's on there wasting niggas' time. You thinking you about to get you a girlfriend, and this woman sitting up here talking to you like, oh, he's on Essence. Okay. Oh, okay. Oh, okay. And so now every, you know, because everybody's got such collective low self-esteem, everybody's trying to be vultures. We ain't no eagles out here. We on that vulture mentality. You know, that hyena, lions versus hyenas. See, I'm a lion. I go kill my prey every night. I don't need to go steal yours. But we're dealing with people who are making this a competitive exercise, and yet there's no rules. And it's like you ain't gonna just come up on the Iceman and you're not following player protocol. It's player protocol with this. You got to, even if you a hoe, you got to understand protocol. The problem is, man, let me tell you something. I always refer to this. The number one reason women is hard to deal with American women is because most American women are renegade hoes. Means they are a hoe that's existing who is not under instructions of a pimp. And I'm going to talk about the parallels and the correlations between the pimp game and dating, because they're actually damn near one and the same. There's more correlations than there are parallels. Big time. Big time. And I'm going to get into that. I ain't going to get into that right now, because a lot of this is going to go over your head. There's too many dumb niggas out here. But finance, God, you know, men today want, where's my money? Just like with this voting, we just talked about voting all last week. You know, these young brothers want to know, where's my money going? If I take you out, lady, where's my money going? Oh, wait a minute. I just get time with you one-on-one. You checking your phone every 10 minutes. That's what I get. I don't even get a BJ in the parking lot. Fuck out of here. So there are a man's. So ladies, a man's argument is, okay, I don't mind paying for the date, but what the fuck am I getting? Back in the 80s, women knew not to play that shit. Yeah, they tried it. Some of them tried it, but it was so sloppy and weak that you knew to blow that bitch off. I'll give you an example. I used to do this shit every weekend up until very recently. Here's what I used to do. I was getting so many women. Two or three years ago, it was, man, I would meet four or five women in a week. And by Thursday, I thinned the herd. All the bullshitters, I got rid of them that quick. And it really wasn't that much expenditure of physical energy or mental energy, because I have been cultivating this stuff all through grad school. The last time I went to grad school and got that master's in social work, I was thinking about this dating Bible even back then. I just had to formulate my ideas and organize my thoughts, because that's really what writing a book is. But anyway, there was an issue there's issues in dating today where men are just falling out of the datosphere. They just don't even want to date. I mean, it's even worse amongst Caucasian males. And this is an international problem. It ain't just you hear about these incels. These are guys who are virgins, or I think maybe just not, they just no pussy getting motherfuckers that sit around and do online circle jerks. or they get together and do circle jerks. And these are dudes that, see, an incel is different from a MGTOW. A MGTOW, this guy has made a decision that he's just not going to fuck with women no more. Incels have no choice. Women do not find them desirable, and mostly because they're just beta males. These guys have absolutely no male energy, but they're heterosexual. They're not homosexual males. See, when you study for your clinic, when you study at the master's and PhD level for clinical psychology, you study this type of stuff if that's the field you want to go to at the PhD level. You got an emergency situation where you got men just dropping out of dating either by choice or they're being forced to. Because women do not find them to be sexually desirable. But there's also what they're also not talking about are these women who have these battery operated boyfriends. And all of these different things create there's ideologies behind people going out there living those types of lifestyles. There's a reason why they're doing that. Because they're failing somewhere. And the men are failing, but the women are failing too. Because there's a lot of game goofy women out here who have no idea how to date. So they decide to do everything wrong instead of trying to get some game. And that's why you see so many women out. You see so many overweight women today because they just get to the point where they just don't care. They don't care. So all they do is hang around their no dick getting friends. Just, you know, sitting around, you know, checking each other's mammaries. Just, you know, men have, the incels have the circle jerks. Y'all sit around and play with each other's titties. Oh, I forgot your battery operated boyfriend. But like some woman told me, said, yeah, you can have a battery operated boyfriend, but after a while, you want somebody to be biting on your neck, sucking on them titties, and tearing that pussy up. And Bob don't necessarily handle that kind of, that ain't his job description. Okay? He's just to help you get a quick nut. He ain't there to help you to, you know, savor the nut. Okay? He ain't there to make your body, he ain't there to make your titties tingle after your nut. He just give you a good, you know. You can do that with your finger. Shit. You can do that little nothing nut. You can do that with your fingers. Shit. Come on, ladies. Y'all know what I'm saying. I ain't trying to put your business out there. Let me check. Come on, guys. Come on, man. Y'all must be scared to call in the Blog Talk Radio. We got 26 minutes left, man. Come on, somebody call in. Come on, YouTube. What's up? What's up, man? Well, y'all, he said, Stacy J.J. Abrams. Oh, he sure is. Y'all know what I'm saying? He said Rayo Vac Ray. Hey, you know, DJ B-Side 1965. Now you know damn good and well that's for the Dollar Tree customers. All they can afford is Rayo Vac. Hey, they deal, they'll go. Okay? She ain't even got her engine revved up yet. old broke ass hoes. But let me get serious here, man. Let me stop bullshitting. Ladies, look. Let me explain something to you. When people don't grow, develop, and melt, this is Erickson. Those of you who took psychology know that when I talk about Erickson's theories on emotional development. Okay, don't make me get my Beck book, my Beck textbook out over here on emotional development. See, a lot of people don't understand there's emotional intelligence, there's musical intelligence, there's different types of intelligences. There's social intelligence. Some people got good street smarts. Some people are dumb as a bunch of a box of rocks on the streets. See, I'm a street dude. You know, I got two master's degrees. I'm still a street dude. And we'll never stop being a street dude. And I'd rather be close to the streets than be close to the boardroom because them people ain't real. The streets are always going to be real. I can always get love in the streets. These people, they only going to love me as long as I can make them money and make them more money than I'm making myself. And that ain't going to never happen. You digs? You tune into the Player Circle podcast. We're talking about finance and romance. But with the men, men withdraw from the dating sphere and women are left to, you know, either do each other or go their own way, which a lot of women do. When you see these Caucasian women or these black women look homely as hell and they wearing a long ass dress and it's 100 degrees outside and they wearing a dress like they some missionary in Kenya somewhere. Those are women who have just given up. Even if they, you can look at that dress and see a little booty indentation. Look, you can be like, man, she kind of cute. I could work with her with a little, I get her some of that cheap ass Revlon from Target, you know, take her over to my sister's house, let her do her hair. Oh yeah, I might get her pimp ready. I mean, street ready. I mean, you know, date ready. Relationship ready. But normally those women don't look like that. They don't even look like a rough project. They're just busted, period. Those are the women that have tapped out of dating. And even the ones who still will get up, who are still decent and will go work out, do their Pilates, do whatever it is they do to stay decent looking. Some of those women, you can still detect that they have tapped out too. Some women just got pride about themselves. I got pride about myself. I'm normal. Even if I'm in workout clothes, I'm looking decent. I look like somebody of a certain level, of a certain lifestyle level. And I want to convey that. Yeah, you guys have never seen me getting G'd up from the feet up. I don't need to put on them suits and stuff like that. I got to do that. What I got to do that for here? Now, if I catch me coming from somewhere and I'm in a hotel, yeah, I'll do a broadcast in my shirt and tie. But for here, we don't need to do that. It's informal. But the paradigms on either side of the aisle there's a bigger divide. That's another problem. There's a bigger divide between males and females today. It's really bad. I mean, really bad. It's really fucking bad. Where people are just not communicating. I've seen dudes try to talk to women who were decent looking guys, and these women just did not handle it well. And you have to ask yourself, what is wrong with these people? Well, what is it really? What's really going on here? Are people that dumb? I'm gonna be honest with you. I think we got a lot of dumb people out here, but I think it's just sheer laziness and lack of parenting. There's certain skills that you got 50-year-old men should have had before they left the house. Some guys don't even know how to talk to women the right way. You think because a woman show up to the date, you're going to start talking like Clarence Thomas. Talking about you got a pubic hair in your Pepsi, in your Coke. That's what dudes say. That's the type of shit that dudes do. Dudes say and behave like that who don't get pussy on the regular. See, that's that frat house, animal house, John Belushi dumb shit. That's what white dudes do. Be gross and crass and animalistic in any other kind of old retarded kind of way. And because it's a white dude doing it, it's acceptable. And that stuff is not funny to me. It's not funny. Women are not amused by that kind of stuff. Some women don't mind that kind of stuff. But you usually don't hear real players saying stuff like that because they know that's hella disrespectful. You got to gauge who you dealing with before you proceed with whatever way you going to talk to them. When I first meet a woman, I don't use any profanity, even if she's using it. Now, maybe the second or third time, I ease into it because that's how you get to know somebody. We know everybody is showing everybody their best side when they meet them. Well, in the case of some of y'all that drank too much, if you in the bars, maybe that might not be so. Because maybe you have Earl in the corner at the club. Because you can't handle your liquor. But some brothers, especially if you got a nice booty and a nice rack, we willing to let all that go for $99.95. No, I'm just joking. We willing to let that go if you got a little booty back there and you got potential and you looking like Kim Kardashian that night. But the players don't say stuff like that. You don't say frat house dumb shit like that. That's the kind of shit you say to your sister. You don't say that to no woman you trying to get to know, even if you just trying to smash. You don't say no shit like that. Now, if you player, but it's obvious you ain't no player. So, and judging by the way, Doubting Thomas, judging by the way his present wife looked, he wasn't getting too much booty. He was married to a black woman first, then he, couldn't wait to get away from her and got with Becky. But he went and got one of them Meryl Streep looking white chicks. Them kind of white women that can't get, she's one of them kind of white women that don't want to put their legs all the way up. It's like you probably feel like you fucking Ethel from I Love Lucy. Not sexy, player. Not sexy. Okay? Although some of y'all would take Ethel today. Some of y'all, since y'all ain't getting no ass, I think some of y'all would go ahead and get with Ethel. Yeah, but we're going to get to that Triple T kill. We're going to get to that. But you have to understand, right, women want to dominate men and control men in these relationships. A lot of these men saying, hey, look, we ain't getting down like that. That's not what we're going to do. We're not living like that. So you make the decision what you going to do, but I ain't paying for no dinners. I've told women, They like, well, when are we going on a proper date? I said, when you I start hitting that thing. I don't say it like that, but I just say in a player's linguistics, I tell her, hey, we ain't there yet, baby. I'll be talking to her like black leaders, self-appointed black leaders talk to her. Said, baby, we ain't had that kind of social progress yet. We're going to have to hold on till the Democrats get 2/3 of the House. Okay? So you're going to have to hold on. Okay? You're going to have to hold on to God's unchanging hand. Okay? I tell them. Ain't nothing popping up. I ain't taking you on no free date. I don't do hand jobs either. I'm going to have to bust that thing out. And then we can talk about it's either ass, cash, or grass. And I do mean grass. And I don't mean Kentucky blue. Or Kentucky bluegrass. That's really green. No, you do not offer anything up front. No money changes hands. If anybody, I've been very appreciative when women showed up and said, I'll pay for my own before I could even tell them. Hey, I'm paying for my drink and my, you know, because like I said, women always, you can always tell a woman's is expecting you to pay by when you meet her, she's sitting at the bar already drinking. And she has not, you don't see her with a receipt in her hand. Because her in her mind, you're so much of a goddamn trick, you just gonna show up, you know, with your hand in your pocket, on your wallet. And she's sitting at the bar drinking and ain't closed out that bill. And I'm like, oh, I guess you thought I was gonna pay for that shit, huh? Recently and not recently, I've had to check women doing that shit. They were like, well, what was you expecting if you had went ahead and paid for my dinner? I said, I wouldn't have been expecting anything. But I told you up front. I said, this is why I talk this is why I talk to people. That's why I talk to women when I meet them. And I tell them, I said, what is it? I said, look, I'm not a young man. What is it that you looking for? I said, if you're looking for a trick, you found the wrong nigga. You're looking for a trick, he down there. So I said, because I ain't helping you pay your bills because you done fucked up the last 20 years. I don't want to buy no old pussy. Some old ass 40-year-old gray ass woman talking about, how much can I get off this old used pussy? See how many of these trick ass niggas out here. So they get on online date because they ain't got to go sit at the bar and get embarrassed. Or they come up here and be fucking with nasty ass drug addict looking white dudes. So you get these old broken down women, these single moms. You know, they 50 years old and they're a grandmother and they still on Section 8. How the fuck you going to be a grandmother and you on Section 8? You still on Section 8. Fuck out of here, man. Don't tell me that ain't a loser. And I see these broken down women. That's why I had to get out of San Antonio. I got tired of seeing women like that. Get tired of seeing both broken down black women look like that. They at Walmart thinking they cute. Here they are, my age, trying to wear some goddamn Apple bottoms. I don't even think they make them shits no more. They wasn't making no money for Nelly. Bitches, you know, motherfuckers think they still think they cute. You 50, 60 years old. Ooh, child, see how many tricks in here. It might be somebody with some money now, child. Where's that nigga with that BMW? Where's them keys so I can drive that car, nigga? Okay? That's short-sighted I'm gonna spend a day. I'm gonna have to do mostly the men today. I'm gonna have to probably wait to do the women next week. Might have to just do this next week because I got too much material to cover. Because we still on the finance. And so everybody's firing at everybody and everybody's missing. Nobody is hitting anybody. There's no communication. And so what's happening is you got so many men out here and women who don't know how to talk to each other, don't know each other's needs, don't know how to be kind, don't know how to be gentle, don't know how to be interesting, don't know how to be fun, don't know how to be thought-provoking. They just show up at women. When a woman shows up, she's thinking she's going to get two things out of this without giving anything. And when I go through this little tirade, I'm going to jump to quid pro quo because that has ties into what I'm getting ready to talk about. She shows up trying to get two forms of benefit, a free meal and a drink. I'm going to put all that, or could be multiple meals and a drink. And the second thing she's expecting is to not pay for it. She expects to be fed. If she gets a thirst, provide her with some Kool-Aid, with some vodka in it. You know, you do have some hood rats out here. So in her mind, she's getting twice the benefit and not giving you anything. And that's where that ass cash of grass thing came from in the 70s. Nobody rides for free. That's the last part of it. Ass cash of grass, no one rides for free. So people understood that. So women was like, if I might have been coming from work when I was like 18, 19 years old and everybody had them factory jobs getting $6, $7, $8 an hour back in the 80s, in mid-80s, you had a little money. You had a little brand new car. I had a brand new truck. I was chilling, had my own crib, 19, 20 years old, chilling. Shit, I didn't even have a mustache. But I had a brand new car. I was chilling. Had all kind of girls. I was running girls in and out of that apartment. Okay? Straight up player shit. It was too easy. I had a drippy ass Jerry curl that was like ready for the world back then. So I used to be, oh, Sheila. I was that soul glow nigga back then, dog. I had it popping. You dig? And women didn't give you them kind of problems, man. If they wasn't worth a shit, they usually played they self. Women didn't, a lot of times women wouldn't even want to go through the trouble of possibly getting busted out by the wrong nigga. Because some niggas will bust you out. They'll be like, they'll embarrass you. That's how L.A. niggas are. L.A. niggas will embarrass your ass. Dallas niggas probably wouldn't do that. L.A. nigga will, you might get your ass kicked. That nigga will be in L.A. County Twin Towers just over just a bitch just, disrespecting him like that. Because you figure a nigga that still live in the hood and he my age, he ain't for that shit. He probably got a couple felonies on his record. His financial situation ain't that good anyway. So he ain't trying to take no shit from no chick that's on his same socioeconomic level. He going to knock her ass out. That bitch going to be kissing pavement. That nigga will just be in jail. Be like, I'll lose that cook job down there at the Chinese restaurant called the Blackanese. Okay? I'm telling you, my afro go so far back to Good Fred Oil. Remember Good Fred Oil? They stopped making it after a while, but I remember I used to love good Fred oil. Hey, what up, D. Fernand? What's up, man? What you up to, player? Hey, everybody, please donate this $10 Saturday. Go over to AskTheIceman.com, AskTheIceman.com. Scroll down to the donate button and go ahead and post your $10. What we're doing is fundraising for toys and clothing drives for Christmas. That's what we're gearing up for right now. So please go over there, ladies and gentlemen, and let's try to raise $100 today. I know a couple of people said they donated already, but you know how you niggas is. I got to check because niggas be lying. You know, I had to do a whole Saturday show of talking about black men lying. Now, we don't need to do that, do we? Do we need to do that, Red Star? Do we need to do that, Timmy Diamonds? Okay. All right, brothers. We got to stop the freeloading. You digs? You can donate to the Red Cross. You can donate to the Iceman. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to thank everybody that's donated today. Right now, we are at $50. We are at $50. Okay. Let's get to 100. We got 50. We can get 50. We can get another 50. All right. Everybody that has not donated, please go over to AskTheIceman.com. Please support the cause. If you want to hear this show every week, we got to, hey, nothing is free. Information is free. My time ain't. Now, you get all this information. I can give you a list of textbooks you can read. Now, along with your work schedule and you taking care of children, I want to see how long it's going to take for you to get all that knowledge. Wink, wink, wink. So please stop thinking that there's some free lunch out here, black folks. Because if I was white and I was Joe Osteen, you already gave me your paycheck. You heard? I think we have a few minutes left on. Blog Talk Radio. As you heard, just said 90 seconds. I'm gonna go ahead and shut it down right now. There's no need. I guess y'all niggas too scary-assed it to call in.